From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou says the importance of security and dignity to the Taiwanese people was one of the key messages he shared with China's President Xi Jinping Saturday. President Ma told reporters that during an hour-long meeting in Singapore, he raised concerns about China's deployment of missiles across the Taiwan Strait. Ma said President Xi said the missiles are not aimed at Taiwan. China claims that Taiwan is part of its territory and that it must unify with the mainland. Beijing has never renounced its option to use force to resolve the dispute. Chinese President Xi spoke before the meeting. He said at present, the development of cross-strait relations is faced with a choice of direction and path. We sit together today so the historical tragedy will not be repeated. In Taiwan, protesters opposing the meeting marched through Taipei, many directing their anger at Taiwan's outgoing president. Chang Ren-wei was among the protesters. He said, "We believe Ma Ying-jeou is in a hurry to trade Taiwan's social interests for his personal interests and the interests of his party." Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry is accusing the United States, Britain, and other foreign nations of withholding shared intelligence with Egypt about the crash of a Russian passenger jet last week. The Egyptian diplomat told reporters Saturday in Cairo that foreign intelligence had not, until now, been provided to the Egyptian security services. Look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog says it is confirmed with utmost confidence that mustard gas was used during an attack on a town in northern Syria in August. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said Friday the gas killed an infant and poisoned two others during the fighting in Mariya. The group did not say who used the outlawed chemical, but activists and other rebel groups blame the Islamic State, which is also fighting to topple the Syrian government. The United States suspects the Islamic State has used mustard gas in the past. U.S. President Barack Obama has rejected the controversial Keystone XL oil pipeline project, a plan to build nearly 1,900-kilometer oil pipeline to transport Canadian crude to the U.S. Gulf states. Mr. Obama spoke at the White House on Friday.
The State Department has decided that the Keystone XL pipeline would not serve the national interests of the United States. I agree with that decision.
The pipeline project became a centerpiece of the debate over the president's environmental agenda and stated commitment to take bold action to curb climate change. The announcement comes ahead of a United Nations summit on climate change in Paris next month, where Obama is expected to press nations to adopt stronger measures to help slow global warming. The three U.S. Democratic presidential hopefuls took part in a television forum late Friday. MSNBC host Rachel Maddow in the southeastern city of Rock Hill, South Carolina, interviewed the candidates separately. Frontrunner Hillary Clinton was the only one of the trio who supported the death penalty in certain cases. Otherwise, there were no inflammatory remarks often associated with debates. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley attempted to boost his third-place position in the polls by questioning Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' loyalty to the political party. Sanders is an independent in Congress who generally sides with Democrats. Myanmar's president is promising to cooperate with opposition parties for a stable transition should Sunday's election knock him out of power in the country also known as Burma. President Thein Sein said he will accept the new government based on the election results. He said, "I heard there are worries about whether the outcome of the election will be respected. Our government and the military want to repeat that we will respect the outcome of the free and fair election. According to the outcome of the election, we will work together in the new political arena." The final rallies leading to the historic election attracted large crowds on Friday. Many Myanmar voters living in Singapore flew back to Yangon just for the election. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.